On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
Police say they're investigating multiple allegations of sexual offences against children as young as 2 at a nursery in Devon. They're questioning a male former employee after studying more than 250 hours of CCTV from Jack and Jill childcare in Torquay.
KMFM News.
The Lib Dems say voters can opt for a seismic change at next month's general election and prevent things going back to business as usual. Leader Jo Swinson has been speaking at the launch of the party's official campaign.
Millions of voters have that choice in their hands at this election. Don't let anyone tell you what has to happen. Change is possible.
She also says that scrapping Brexit will generate billions for the public finances, claiming the UK economy will grow faster if we remain in the EU. Labour says it will have Brexit sorted within 6 months if the party's elected to number 10. Meantime, KMFM's been told work is being done to make sure tourists aren't put off coming to Kent after Brexit. Tour operators, travel agents and tourism bosses are meeting in London just days after the country had been due to leave the EU. The biggest event of its kind will decide which holidays feature on travel websites and in brochures next year. Faversham and Mid-Kent MP Helen Whateley, who's also the tourism minister, has been there.
Britain has a really strong tourism offer, whatever. People still want to come to the UK. They want to see our heritage, they want to see our countryside, they want to know that we've got fantastic food and culture and theatres. There's so much to do here, and that's not going to change.
The number of visits to the UK fell by just over 5% last year due to fewer people coming here from Europe.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A cabinet minister's apologised for comments about the Grenfell disaster, which have been called crass, insulting and insensitive. Jacob Rees-Mogg said residents should have used common sense and ignored advice to stay in their flats during the fire. Two Kent police sergeants have been accused of creating a laddish culture and making inappropriate comments to female colleagues. A misconduct hearing's underway to try and decide whether Jamie Howard and Nicholas Granger breached the standards of professional behaviour while working in Medway. New figures show hundreds of cases of churches in Kent being targeted by criminals. Since January 2017, there were a total of 579 reported crimes at the religious buildings in the county, with 224 cases of criminal damage, including arson. Mo Metcalf-Fisher is from the Countryside Alliance, who compiled the data.
It does just serve as an important reminder that we need to all be keeping an eye out on churches and religious buildings in our localities and reporting any suspicious activity that you find to the police.
They're also calling for an increase in policing in rural areas. Two people who broke into a home in Gravesend were forced to leave empty-handed after being chased by neighbours. CCTV shows the pair making their way through the garden of the property in Five Ash Road this morning before heading inside. We're told they were then confronted and left on a motorbike. Campaigners against plans for a new garden community near Maidstone say bosses should be looking at brownfield sites before considering building where they live. Protesters have marched through the town centre calling for plans for 5,000 homes on land east of Lenham to be scrapped. Kate Hammond is from action group Save Our Heathlands.
There is a lot of other areas that will be a little bit more perfect. It has a lot more infrastructure, like the outskirts of certain towns, all that sort of stuff. Our little community or our little countryside is beautiful. It is an area of natural beauty.
Follow KMFM News on Facebook and Twitter to see a map showing which areas around Maidstone have been suggested for future development. Martin Cox is the council leader and says they're thinking about the infrastructure that's needed in the area as well.
Certainly, from this point, we aim to plan. And by being able to talk with the landowners and control where the money goes, we hope we may be able to come up with a motorway junction.
Firefighters have been called to a caravan alight in Maidstone. Crews put out the blaze in Pleasure House Lane around 7:30 this morning. We're told no one's been injured and it's not known yet how it started. And the firework display and festive light switch-on at Ashford Designer Outlet has been cancelled because of concerns over animal safety. The event on Thursday was due to mark the official opening of the £90 million expansion, but bosses at the shopping centre say they've scrapped it following advice from animal welfare charities and local authorities. Other festive events will be taking place on the day instead.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Saracens have been hit with a 35-point deduction by Rugby Union's Premiership for breaching their salary cap. An independent panel ruled Saracens failed to disclose payments to players over three seasons. They've also been fined £5 million. Saracens say they will appeal the decision. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.